This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Democratic U.S. Congressman Jason Crow is speaking at a rally in support of Ukraine at the state capitol today. Nationwide, Denver is among more than 80 cities marking the second anniversary of the Russian invasion. Crow has long advocated for strong American military support for Ukraine. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett traveled to Ukraine this week as part of a congressional delegation that met with the country's president. U.S. military medical centers worldwide are struggling to dispense prescription medications after a cyber attack earlier this week. CPR's Dan Boyce reports it's unknown when the issues will be resolved.
TRICARE is the military's main healthcare program. It says the military's private prescription processor, Change Healthcare, disconnected its systems on Wednesday to protect patient information after the cyber attack on their servers. Military hospitals and clinics will be processing service member prescriptions manually until the system is fixed. TRICARE warns those patients to prepare for delays in getting those medications filled. Evans Army Community Hospital at Fort Carson in Colorado Springs says there may even be an inability to process some prescriptions. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
On the Front Range today, highs in the 60s and mostly sunny. Boulder has high fire danger. Even warmer tomorrow when the wind will pick up. That means a fire weather watch for areas around Colorado Springs and Pueblo on Sunday. Grand Junction's high near 60. Vail could hit 40 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.